Hey, it's Friday, 4 Play Firm, hanging out here with
Carolyn Gray.
A stinky little lady named
Carolyn.
Oh, she shit her pants. Especially last night. We saw Steph Tolliff and it was awesome.
Oh my God, I filled him.
It's Manitoba Gold. If you go to Rumors over this weekend and see one of the filthiest and funniest females in the business of comedy.
She's so talented. I can't. I was just like, I love her. And I dreamt of her all night long.
You did?
I did. I dreamt I wanted. It's like dreams. We were friends because you're laughing your ass off and thinking, I want to be her friend.
She was totally convulsing over, like nonstop. Even Liam, we went with our son, or our son.
Our son.
We went with my son.
His son.
And he kept looking at you laughing because you couldn't
Liam
couldn't
was
stop.
Looking at me.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice because I was convulsing.
Oh, you were convulsing. She's so funny. She's doing crowd work and then got into like some dirty stuff and then did more crowd work. She at one point, she phoned this woman's boyfriend because he didn't want to come, and so she left. She wanted to find out why. She's Bill Burr's friend. You like Bill Burr, you'll like me. But that is the Friday 4 Play for this week. We just wanted to say hi. We're on a vacation. We're at the airport, heading down to Florida, and then
and
cruise.
And you, if you're here, you've got two more chances? No.
Friday and Saturday
yeah. To see Steph Tolliff at Rumors. Don't miss it.
Yeah.
She ain't coming back.
She did kind of rip on Winnipeg
know
quite a bit.
Why do we live here?
Apparently,
can't we do better?
We marry our cousins.
It's not cheap.
Yeah. Yes, it's not
I think
that
we can do better.
Cheap. Yeah, that was funny. Anyway, that's it.
So we'll be moving to Florida.
Yeah, we'll be moving, shacking up with the step toilet. Okay, bye. Okay, we're back. There's part two here. We're at Toronto Airport, currently waiting to board the Florida plane. It's a bit of a delay here, so I'm with the most wonderful Carolyn.
Oh, stinky little lady named Carolyn Gray.
And just so you're aware, on the flight we had a best of seven backgammon game. We think it's funny because it's a whole board. It's not a travel size, but I guess anything you can actually bring on board would be considered travel size. It's a regular board that we have sprawled over two tables. Two of those flip-down tables.
Yeah.
And she kicked my ass, 3-1.
I wiped the plane with his ass.
Right. Well, I'm going to wipe your ass with the plane. I know, harsh words.
I am an airborne virus on Ron Moore. When I'm on a plane, I win.
You win.
And he crumbles.
I'm definitely crumbling.
The bloody notorious pads.
Right now. The, what do we call it again? The crack babies.
Crack babies.
Now not the greatest name. Wow.
It's a great name, but it's from Urge Overkill. We're not making fun of crack babies.
Okay, let's talk about the show more, because that's all we've been talking about is Steph since we saw her last night. And it was so funny, so energetic, so dirty, so filthy. You got a wicked shirt out of it. I just wanted to say I really like the opener, Jordan Wellwood. I've known him for, well,
he
I don't
was
know him.
Great.
He was really good. He was really good. Got
he
the crowd going. Although, did you feel insulted when he was kind of putting down dog moms?
Remember he said that we're psychos. I love it. I laughed maniacally because I am psycho.
This is true. This is true. Hold it. No, that's not for us. So we just wanted to give a shout out to him and Rumors for bringing her down. That was great.
Oh my God.
And afterwards, we had no idea because we're like, where's the merch? And then at the end of the show, there were all these, you know, shirts. And we didn't even have to ask her. She literally stood there and waited for people to take photos, which was surprising.
And there was a long lineup, and we all love her because she wears jumpsuits.
The jumpsuit, yeah, the blue jumpsuit.
Her jumpsuit was beautiful last night. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was really good. And also,
it's navy blue, and it had a stripe down the side, and she is, like, absolutely radiant.
And don't think I didn't notice, Rumors, that you spelled her name wrong on the monitor for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, we saw that.
But then you corrected it. It was beautiful. It was a nice little whoop.
It was a whoop.
And she was great. The crowd was great, I thought. The guy with the mustache took a beating. The guy with his big
There was a guy who
mustache.
Took a beating, all right.
Or at least she wishes. He wishes.
There was a couple that were probably destroyed that night, but for the best.
My son was there. What did you think? You're gross. All right. You have thoughts on the show you did not see? Okay, daughter, what is it?
My dad is a boo.
Okay, I'm not letting you record that. Laugh it up, fuzzball. All right, this is your Friday foreplay, short and sweet. Actually, you know what? No, we'll land in Fort Lauderdale. If anything else comes to mind, we'll
like
tag it on.
Also, since we're reviewing things, I would like to review the taco chips at the Toronto airport. Suck, and they cost 14 smackers.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It was like I would rather eat from a BFI.
No cheese, just...
I didn't guac, want cheese, son.
Barf salsa and
it was disgusting. They were stale and gross.
Oh, it would have came with cheese, but you're all vegan, right? Is that why?
I didn't order cheese. I ordered taco chips and salsa.
$14
and guacamole.
Disgusting.
And about like 1 ounce of everything, and like about 8 chips that are like from like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. So
and they had a straight face when they handed it to me, and I'm like, what? And they just walked away.
They walked away. You're going, what?
But I ate every scrap.
Yeah, because you're hungry.
But I am going to eat some stuff in Fort Lauderdale tonight.
Yeah,
son.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We've never been there. We're excited. So this is kind of like a Friday foreplay of Steph Toliff in Florida when we get
and
there.
And never right. went there before. Never wanted to go there.
And we're
here
there
I go.
Now. Okay, part three, and I'm screwed. It's we're in Florida. We made it to the hotel. What's this hotel there, Carolyn Gray?
He fucked up.
I fucked up royally. I made a killer joke. Such a good joke that I can never repeat as long as I live. Because as good as it wasn't received well on the white female perspective of it. I don't know what I'm saying. All I'm saying is she no longer is too interested in this Friday foreplay. Is that right, Carolyn? I think there's your answer, folks. So I apologize. We just spent 5 minutes doing an impression of Steph Toliff. Once again, go see her. Saturday is the only time she's left. I believe it's 2 shows Saturday. One may be even sold out.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my 15 listeners of Friday Foreplay.
But you're not talking to me. And
Manitoba
I'm
Gold.
Right here.
Well, I was talking to you, but I got some hot Darth Vader breath on me. Did I say heart or hot?
I don't know what the hell you said.
We had a couple of drinks from the... We went to the gas station bar here in America and got a couple of margaritas in a can. And I got some King Coronas. And we're having a good time. This cruise
Someone's
is going to be...
having fun.
Someone... Is it you?
Nope.
It sure was before that wicked joke.
You enjoy that.
It was so good. I won't tell you the joke, but I'll tell you the punchline. 4 years a slave. It's all about the comedy. All right, so that's it. Enjoy. Go see Steph Toliff. She's amazing. We love her. Oh, she's done. She's mad, folks. Oh, she's so mad. Anything? Nothing? And there you go. Friday foreplay. Come back on Sunday for our Sunday swallow. Bye.